Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Psychic Dougal Frazier here. David and I are here, of course, in Los Angeles. Good morning, Davey.
Hey, good morning, Davey. Benny
joins us in Seattle. Good morning, Benny.
Howdy.
Can you hear it in my voice?
Yes, a little.
What do you hear?
Stressed?
No, it's pain.
Oh.
I took a body pump class yesterday.
A what?
A body pump class.
Interesting.
Have you ever heard of this?
No, do tell.
How do you describe this, David? I think it's elective torture.
It's a workout class.
But it basically is a lot of weightlifting and lunging and squatting and lifting at like high frequency, fast paced, frantic. I can hardly walk.
Really?
But it's not just lunging. You have a barbell over your shoulder while doing it, while the woman in the front of the class is screaming at the top of her lungs, "Can you feel it?" And all I want to scream back at her is, "I hate you." That's what I, and then of course,
that's the worst thing you can do.
Well, we have, for some reason, all of our friends have recently joined this new gym in our area because it's really nice and whatever. So I was saying on Saturday, we were at a birthday party that I was going to take this new class, and everyone was like, the great thing about it is everybody's at different levels. And I love the teacher because she won't call you out. She won't point you out. She just leaves you alone. Well, the minute I walk into the room, she's like, tall man in the back, and she's immediately saying, you need more weight on your, you know, increase your weight. And
I was like,
can you just be quiet? And so I listened to her like the first round, and as we're doing the chest exercises, I thought I could drop this on me, which could result in a lovely lawsuit because she told me to put more on me. I can hardly move today. Because normally, when normal people lift weights, bear with me here, people. I pay for this show so I can talk about whatever I want. So you're going to listen to me rant. Normally, see how I go there?
Yeah. nice way to approach it.
Right. So normally, when normal people lift weights, maybe you do like chest and arms or chest and back. So only one part of your body hurts. This vicious woman did everything. So now I can do nothing today. I seriously thought of calling in sick. I've never done that before.
I think part of why you get picked on in class, though, I noticed, is you are very expressive with your facial expressions.
Excuse me?
Just
so
a little bit.
I think it's very hard
and
for
people.
And I did
keep saying to the people around me, I hate her.
Right. So everyone who looks back there notices you making like this face like.
And the truth is, I actually really liked her. She was funny and she was inspirational. But I just want to say that I feel parts of my body that I didn't know existed and I'm not happy about it. But I'm committing to taking this class twice a week. God help me.
Just wait until tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
It's just going to set in even deeper.
Oh, see, no, I have to take another class tomorrow. I don't have time for that.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. You got to push through that pain onto new pain.
I don't understand this. When I die, I'm not going to ask about world hunger. I'm not going to ask about spiritual mysteries. I'm going to say to God, why did you make exercise so unpleasant? For me. I know some of you out there, people then get on the wall and they're like, I love it. It makes me feel amazing. Whatever. I don't believe you. All right, guys, not enough of my ranting. Something I'm very excited about, May 14th, Howard Stern is coming to television. I know I've talked about this before, and you may be surprised. I am a huge Howard Stern fan. I love him. Some of you may think that he's gross and kind of weird, but I think that he is one of the best interviewers. I've never watched America's Got Talent, but I'm going to watch it purely because of him. But so here's the thing. The Parents Television Council, which I didn't even know existed, is unhappy that Howard Stern is going to be on America's Next Got Talent. And they pretty much contacted 91 advertisers requesting that they not invest in the show just because he's going to be on it. They fear that Stern will corrupt America's children with his provocative words. Guys, can we talk about something? He's on satellite radio. You can talk about whatever you want on satellite radio. You have to, even if you get serious, you have to pay extra if you want to listen to his show. And the truth is, that whole like shock jock, like crazy stuff, he did that years ago. Do you listen to him at all, Benny?
It's unfortunate. No, I can't. It's a little difficult for me while I'm in radio, too, because I get more of the technical aspect of shows these days when I listen to radio.
So what does that mean? You don't like his
show? I hear how things are put together rather than what's being said.
What do you mean?
Well, like that little, like that little dead air right there. I wish you were a little quicker. I'm serious. No, I'm dead serious. This is what I hear from doing radio. I get frustrated when they don't go to stuff quick enough. I don't like when they plan things better enough. See, even I'm stumbling and I'm like, why did I say that? I want to edit it out.
I know what you see, that's funny because I approach it from a different perspective. When we're on this show,
Stop it.
Seriously. But I actually kind of like on Howard Stern that they breathe. They pause for a second. Like it's not, you know, 8 minutes of dead air, but I don't know. I love the flow. I find him really interesting.
Well, I also think part of it is that when he was on like FM radio, wasn't he one of like the most fined celebrities ever, like by the FCC? So
yeah.
I think he has a lot of training in what he should
and should not say.
Right. And
yeah.
I do think he wants the job.
I agree. And I think he's going to be good at it in the same way that Simon Cowell was good on American Idol by being honest. I think he'll be direct. And, you know, if you listen to the show, he talks about America's Got Talent incessantly. You know, like it's not like this random job. If you listen to his show at all, he talks about it all the time. So I think he's actually a good fit for it. What I'm interested in seeing is whether or not this Parents Television Council has any pull. And just because they contacted advertisers, I don't think it's going to make a difference. I don't think people are going to pull their ads. I think they know the ratings are going to go through the roof because we want to see what is he going to say.
Look at the sales pitch, too. You'd have to understand. Look at how many and what he's bringing. Alone from him.
Exactly.
With listeners and viewers from other things.
And weren't you just saying you were looking at their Facebook page and like his face is...
Well, the main NBC page, it's like the way they've even graphically put it up on the main page. It's like little Nick Cannon picture, little Sharon Osbourne, and then, you know, and then this huge picture. Like it's like 20% larger. His face too.
I even forget that Sharon Osbourne is going to be on it. So it's Sharon Osbourne is the judge, mm-hmm. Howard, and who's the third person? I don't even know.
Howie?
Right.
Howie Mandel?
Right. Howie Mandel.
So then there's going to be like, it's a sandwich of Howard and Howie.
Oh, so how do you think they'll position them? You think Sanders will be in the middle?
I think so.
Interesting, because usually they put the person in the middle who they think is kind of the stronger person.
Well, Howie Mandel's the standard, Simon Cowell kind of figure, and then you have the female kind of in the middle, like Paula Abdul was you know, American Idol, and then you have the extra, the other, like Randy, kind of like the off character on the end.
Right, I'm just happy to be here on the end.
Exactly. Right. Hello, everybody. Pleased to meet you.
Right, I'll just keep quiet and cashing that check.
Exactly.
Well, I'll be curious to see how he does. I will definitely be tuning in. I'm super excited. Speaking of television, guys, Oprah Winfrey Network reports losses of $330 million since it began in 2008. That is shocking to
travesty.
Me.
Just
and,
a
you know, a lot of people don't know that she is not personally invested. None of it is actually her money. They're kind of banking on her name. I still think they're going to do fine. I think they're going to pull out from it. But I think everybody loves the story that it's not doing well. When she appeared on CBS News in April, Oprah herself summed up the experience. If I were writing a book about it, I might call it 101 Mistakes. See, I love that she's honest about that.
Brian and I saw it from like, that's an ungodly amount of money. And she just bats an eye at it.
Well, that's the thing, though.
That's just amazing, though.
In the TV world, like I've done pilots before, like years ago, where they probably spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you think, oh, this is going to happen. They're investing so much money. They're so excited. Wah, wah. Nothing.
Right.
I think in the TV world, that's not that big of a deal. I do the same thing where I freak out and I'm like, oh my God, you know, that could change the lives of millions of people. But I mean, yes, it's a loss.
That could change this show.
Yeah.
Why don't they invest into this show?
Can you imagine?
No.
Even if they gave us 30 grand, let's be honest.
We were talking about that too. He could just drop a dime, you know, just I'm like, that's amazing. Oh my God.
I think they'll be able to pull out from it though.
I'm surprised by it though. I mean, she had made so many hit shows already, like with Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray.
But here's the difference though. The building platform for that show was speaking of, let's talk about Dr. Phil, guys. I'm going to be on the Dr. Phil show this month in May. Dun, dun, dun.
Woohoo!
I will give you the date probably next week, but I think it's the last week in May. But let's talk about Dr. Phil. He was on her show for like at least 2 to 3 years First it was monthly, then it was weekly. I mean, they really positioned him so that you started to get comfortable with him. Same thing with Dr. Oz. Even kind of with Rachel Ray for a while. She was on there all the time too, but they had time to really nurture and get it to grow. I think the only show that they did that with that didn't work out so well was with Nate Berkus. His show recently just got canceled.
Oh, did it? I thought it's still on.
No, it was on for 2 years, and it didn't work out that well with him. So those shows that you're thinking of, they were really, really nurtured, whereas now, you know, they're just kind of throwing things out there. And a lot of those shows, Oprah isn't on. Well, so
right. Ahead. Well, what we talked about on a previous show is on how she's taken herself out of that hosting duty role and going more of the ownership, kind of producing. Sometimes right. It just doesn't fit for the person.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Ideas that come from the host are great.
Yes.
Then you have the other little people behind the scenes that all make it happen, like David with your show. See
right.
what I'm saying? Like he's like the ultimate like mind.
Yeah, people don't know that if David wasn't here, I would just be sitting here in silence.
You
That's
really
not
would.
True.
You really might be.
Or at least talking in circles and not making
exactly
any
right.
sense.
I just see Benny waving at me. I don't know what he's doing. I can't hear you.
What's going on?
All right. Panic overload. He's screaming at me, I think. I can't hear him, though.
But the other thing I think about her network is it's not that everything has to be like heavy, but I don't think everything can be light and fluffy and educational. I think that technically gets boring. Unless you're going to be comfortable with getting a certain amount of ratings for that they've been getting so far. It's too much. Yeah. It's something's got to be slightly different. Oh my God, I can't wait until I tell you all my Dr. Phil stories. It was such an intense experience. I can't tell you till the end of the month. I'm trying to write about it as well. I
tell
know.
And
Benny has been keeping
it. I don't even know.
You have known. I've told you that I did it, though. I haven't told
Not
you the full
part.
Story. Well, that part. But you're good at keeping
the
secrets. I appreciate that. So, guys, if you want to give me a call, if you've got comments, if you want to complain about Body Pump, join me. My number, 1-800-930-2819. That number again, 1-800-930-2819. You can tweet me a question. Go to the Facebook page right on my wall. I will answer it live on the show. Guys, I'm live today. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Guys, I love when you post on the Facebook wall. Tammy says she's listening at work. Tammy, I see you. Post a question if you got one, I might answer it, but now everyone's going to know I'm answering you. You can always make a fake name. That way you stay incognito. Guys, if you want to call me, 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go straight to the phones. We've got Todd in Seattle. Good morning, Todd. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm good. It's funny that you said that you're doing all right, because it feels like you have a lot of decisions to be made. Here's the deal. May is all about change for you. It's like, I have got to make some decisions, and I appreciate you trying to weigh the pros and cons, but I think you might be doing that too much. I need you to focus a little bit more on your gut reaction. You are super smart, which is great, and you like to do your research. That makes you feel safe, but sometimes I think in doing all this research, you kind of lose the essence of power, of passion, of spontaneity. So I need you to go a little bit more with your gut reaction. According to what I see, there are two major decisions that need to be made, and one of them is your living situation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to move. You need to be in a place that's a little bit cheaper, to be honest with you. You need to be saving more money. Here's the deal. You'll be making money this year, but we need to kind of diminish your monthly costs. I kind of want you to save. I kind of want you to coast for a little bit of time. So wherever you're going to move soon, it needs to be something that's a little bit less than you think you can afford. I just feel the need to kind of contract for a period of time. You'll be able to save a little bit extra money and kind of release some of that anxiety. But this is also connected to a relationship as well. What's going on with a relationship?
Well, perhaps the roommate. That's why I want to move. I'm already planning it, and I've already found a place that's a studio that's very economical.
I think that's much better for you. So let me ask you a question, Todd. What's going on with hesitation? How come you've been hesitating lately?
Well, I'm in college earning this hospitality degree, and lately a health condition that I've had for years has really come to the surface where I get this incredible fatigue in the prefrontal area of my forehead behind my eye sockets, and it's just debilitating, and I get angry and frustrated.
Well, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I'm not a doctor, so I have to say this because we're live on the radio. Always go to a healthcare professional. I don't pick up on anything going on with you right now as far as a health issue. This is what I see. I see too much research. I see too much thought. I see too much hesitation. And sometimes when the mind is cluttered with thought, with options and ideas, we start to get headaches. We start to get tired. We start to feel unfocused. And the truth is, I think you're a highly intuitive person, Todd, and you need to go with your first gut reaction. So the good news about this call today is I confirm that you need to move, which is true, and you know that. I confirm that you need to go somewhere smaller that's a little bit more cost effective. And my prediction is when you get into that space, when you're on your own, when you're saving a little bit more money, you're going to feel more relaxed and you're going to feel better. But ultimately, I think your health is fine, okay?
Thank you.
Take care, Todd. Have a great day.
Hey, thanks so much. Be well.
You're welcome. Guys, we're going to go straight to Maureen, who is in Port Orchard, Washington. Did I say that correct?
Yeah, that's just right across there, our little pond here in Seattle. So
I want to come visit. Hi, Maureen. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm terrific.
Good. I'm going to be retiring in just a couple of weeks.
Okay.
I feel like I finally made it. Just wondering what you see for me.
Well, here's the deal. You may be retiring from your current profession, but I don't think you're retiring totally. I actually think if you stopped working entirely, you're going to start getting bored. So I would say you'll be retired for about 3 months, and then you're going to want to pick up something else on your own. When you start talking, I see a really soft white, and I also see a very soft yellow as well. You've heard me say this on the show before. That's typically around someone who's self-employed. So something comes up that caters to your creative nature. It's something that you do on the side. There's an artist in there, Maureen. You've been resisting her for a while. When's the last time you expressed yourself creatively?
not in the way like painting or anything like that. I've never painted. I love to sew, but don't really need that many clothes. So I really haven't done anything, work in the yard, I guess.
No, it's more than work in the yard. It's probably more connected to the sewing. I guarantee something comes up that would normally kind of be considered a hobby that you turn into a small business. It's not enough money that you can, survive off of, but it's something that provides on the side that really makes your heart sing, that you absolutely enjoy. So I would see this retirement period as a transition period, going from one particular job and then going into your creative space. In my opinion, this next phase of your life is all about expressing yourself creatively, and it feels really, really good. So I think it's an exciting 6 months for you.
Oh, good, because in the Northwest, I wanted the summer off, but when winter comes, I knew that I needed to do something.
Exactly. And so here's the deal. What I want you to do is have fun with it. You can do whatever you want right now. You're in a phase in your life where you get to pick and choose. So like I said, you're going to take about 3 months off, and then you're going to start getting that itching, kind of burning feeling, I got to do something else. So my advice to you would be really to focus on expressing yourself creatively. And, I do the same thing. I can't paint. I can't draw. You should see me on Draw Something. It's scary. But there are other areas of my life where I can express myself creatively. So if sewing or working with fabric and patterns and that kind of stuff is good for you, I would really try to exercise that, because I think it's going to make your heart sing, okay?
Oh, okay. And do you see me I have one trip planned in August, but do you see me able to travel a little bit more?
I do see you able to travel. Here's the deal, though, guys. Travel is not predestined, so that's a conscious choice that we all make on our own. I appreciate the call, Maureen. Good luck with everything. But I do see travel. And just know this. This next phase of your life is going to be fun. Guys, I want to read a story. David found this on thegoodnewsnetwork.org. We love this. Vogue is banning models who are too young or too thin. Thank God. Woo-hoo. I was shocked when I read this, though, that it was actually Anna Wintour's idea. Really?
It was, yes. She was behind. She, spearheaded the whole idea.
So it says 19 editors of Vogue around the world have pledged to project an image of healthy women in their magazines. This was led by Anna Wintour. She's the editor of American Vogue. They're going to say no models under the age of 16 will be used. I couldn't believe this. 14 is a common age for girls to start modeling? 14?
It's very common, especially runway.
Is that the proportions, and then they can teach them how to walk properly?
Wait a minute.
That's an honest question. I wasn't being funny.
So 14 years old, they're modeling adult clothing?
They're modeling adult clothing.
That's
most
crazy.
Of those girls that you see in the magazines, that's how they are able to fit into those tiny little sizes, and that's how they look so young. And so they're
I'm going to body pump to look like I'm 14?
You're going to be a zero. I want to see you as a zero.
Can you believe that zero is even a size? What does that mean?
I know,
that
seems weird.
Strive to be nothing. That makes no sense to me. So then it says, in addition, no model who appears to have an eating disorder will be hired. Now, I'm curious to see what, they've got to get, you look like you have an eating disorder.
Well,
you know,
that's the thing. Appears? Like anybody could appear,
that's strange,
but they
to me.
Don't.
And hello, has anyone seen Anna? No, I'm just kidding. Most editions of Vogue use models who are under the age of 16, so this decision marks a major evolution in the industry. And I like that they say this. They believe that good health is beautiful. I want to see it happen. And actually, after I started reading this, I was kind of flipping through magazines. I don't think I noticed that they were 14.
Well, it's because they're all made up, in beautiful, hair and makeup, and they're made to look older than they are. But, this isn't the first time that there's been a movement like this. They've done this in Israel and also in Brazil, but it was mainly focused towards runway modeling. And this is the first time that it's going to be targeting advertisements and magazines. And those, I think, are way wider reaching than, somebody watching a fashion show. Everybody has a magazine in their house.
Yeah,
of course. I think this could be really powerful.
And you used to work on runway shows, and haven't you been at photo shoots with teenagers where the photographer is being kind of weird and inappropriate?
Oh, I mean, in fashion, yeah, there's a lot of shady stuff that sometimes goes on, and people can be inappropriate, and there are these really young girls who are there, they come to New York from all over, and they're not with their parents.
Alone.
Yeah, they're staying in a model apartment because their parents can't afford to come, and it can be very shady. So I'm happy to see that there's some kind of there's someone looking out for them in some way.
Right. Guys, I want to go to Facebook for a segment. Tammy did ask a question. She wants to know if I have any real estate insight for her and her husband. They're actively looking to invest. So here's my feeling. I would not invest right now. Actually, if you could wait till late August, early September, that feels like a good time for you guys to invest. But it's a really small project. It feels like it's either like a duplex or something like that, but it's more than one space. And it feels like it needs to be fixed up a little bit. But I love this idea for you and your husband. Working together, I think, is a great idea. This is something on the side. It's not going to dominate too much of your time. And I love it. Guys, if you've got a question, tweet me or go to the Facebook page. You can post on the wall. When we come back, I will be taking more of your calls. Our number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. I can hardly stand up from this chair. The pain, people, is ricocheting through my body, but I'm here to be available for you. So give me a call. I'll give you readings. I'm Dougal Fraser. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You need a masseuse.
I'm glad you came.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.
Hey everybody, Psychic Dougal Fraser, welcome back to the show. Guys, you're tweeting me and I love it. Not to sound like my grandmother, but you can tweet me at Dougal Fraser, is that what I say?
Mm-hmm.
So tweet me. Naomi says, I'm listening to Psychic at Dougal Fraser on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Naomi, I adore you.
Does Gamma know how to tweet?
No, and I love that you remembered her name.
Oh, I remember Gamma.
No,
I don't have a Gamma no more. So
she's so cute, though. When we try to show her photos on her phone, she's like, you know, she's got nails for days, and she's like jamming them into the screen. And I'm like, oh, nope, you know, okay.
And then it goes away.
Right,
like,
and then one of them will be a video.
Make
and
it come back. Make
yeah, and
it
then
come
she presses
back.
It, and she's like, it's a video. And I'm like, oh, the poor thing. 96, living her life in full
loving
drag.
It.
I adore.
You had a good point, though. She didn't know how to use her cable box, and you were like, she was alive when TV was, like, invented.
Yeah.
So it's kind of give her a break if she doesn't know how to use it.
And I've got my aunt being like, teach her how to use DVR. And I'm like, you guys, the fact that she can walk into the living room and turn it, the TV on at 96.
Is an accomplishment.
I'm not going to teach her how to use DVR. God love her.
She would probably have all of her old favorite shows recorded, though.
She had 8 episodes of Dancing with the Stars.
Oh. Well, yeah. Okay, new. We've updated. Right. I was thinking
and
like
then,
Bonanza.
And then
or
David
something.
Was like, what do you watch every day? And she was like, Judge Judy. And I was like, we're not taping Judge Judy. All right, guys, we're going to go straight to the phone line because you don't need to hear my family drama. We're going to go straight to Carrie in Sedona. Carrie, I want to come to Sedona. Let's have a spa moment.
Bring it on, Dougal.
What's going on? How can I help you?
I love your show, by the way. Hello
Thanks.
To everyone there. I would love your insight on either work or love.
Love comes up first. So were you in a relationship with someone that was in another state or there was long distance between the two of you?
No, I was involved with someone for many years who's in a different state now.
Okay. So I'm confused because love feels far away physically. What is that all about?
Well, I don't know. There's nothing going on in the love department for a long
time.
So.
All right. So here's the deal. This is what kind of comes up. I think you're going to meet someone that lives out of state. And I don't know how you meet, but I feel really good about the relationship. They live closer to the water. I actually think it's California or something like that. But the good news is I think they have enough money to travel as much as they want. So that's not a bit of a problem. But when it starts getting serious, then it becomes a bit of a problem. I got to be honest with you, Carrie, and I think you're going to say you've never thought of this, but I don't know if you're going to be in Sedona forever. Have you thought about leaving Sedona?
Oh, yeah. No. This is just temporary. It's just due to my circumstances.
Okay, good.
It's a beautiful place, but I know it's not where I'm ultimately meant to be.
Yeah, so I think you are going to fall in love with someone who lives in California. I think it will be between 8 months to a year of a long-distance relationship, and then once you feel finally settled in it, that's when you will make the move, and you will make the move for the relationship. Here's the deal. I think you need a relationship that develops slowly, and that's why this is the perfect situation for you. It's like you'll have small, concentrated period of time together, then you'll separate for a period of time just because of logistics, then back together, separate, back together, and this is a way for it to grow naturally. I think sometimes in other relationships, it's been too quick, too fast, and this is going to be a slow, steady progression. So I'm going to go out there and say by the month of June, if not July, is when you meet this person, but it takes a while for it to develop, and it's what's going to lead you out of Sedona. But there's definitely distance in the relationship. You do not live in the same state, okay?
I can live with that.
Okay, cool. Do you have anything else you want to ask quickly before I let you go?
Well, speaking of shady business, I took a job out of necessity in November, and I just feel like I am being psychically attacked. It's really bad for my energy. My boss is a bully and kind of functioning out of lacking integrity, and I'm considering taking it to corporate. However, I don't know how effective that'll be. I've started looking for another job. It's just
I wouldn't take it to corporate. I got to be honest with you. That would be exhausting. And I mean, I don't know if you'd win. I don't know if you'd end up feeling heard. That just feels like a tireless effort to me. So I would look outside of the job. The next job that you manifest has nothing to do with your passion. It's just a position that pays the bills for a period of time. In my opinion, it's not till you come to Southern California that you feel really connected to your career and connected to love. Okay, Carrie?
Okay.
Okay, best of luck to you. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Guys, we're going to go to Michelle in West Lafayette. Thank you, David. West Lafayette, Indiana. Hey, Michelle, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. Are you having a great day?
I'm having a very good day, even though I'm in a tremendous amount of pain, and my day will be brought to you by Aleve.
I can relate to that. I just started working out again myself. So.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it, Michelle? I mean, really,
yeah,
someday.
It's going to make you feel great.
Everyone's getting ready for bikini season.
Exactly. What's your sign, Michelle?
I'm an Aries.
Oh, see, I'm a Taurus, and we're loungers. You know, we like food and cashmere, and that's how I want to live my life. But how can I help you, Michelle?
Well, I'm just graduating, in fact, this Sunday. And I'm starting a new career in the fall, and I want to know, and my son's going off to college, and I want to know if love's about to be on my doorstep.
Let me ask you a question. Who's the male in your family that has the addiction problem? They're showing alcoholism from the male side of the family.
It could have been my father. He passed away, though, several years ago.
Okay. So, in my opinion, typically, children who come from, like, parents of addictive behavior, it's kind of difficult for them to manifest a relationship because they become so independent. They're self-starters. They know how to handle things on their own. So this is a real transition for you. When you approach the world, you always approach from your heart first. You want to help. You want to give to people, which is terrific. But that can be a little bit of a challenge with relationship stuff. So one of the things that I want you to work on right now is allowing people to see kind of your vulnerability. It's pretty easy for me to see your strength. It's pretty easy for me to see your power, but I really want you to work a little bit more on having people see your vulnerability. There's a great video that went kind of viral that everyone was posting on Facebook about vulnerability. I think her name was Brené Brown from the TED convention. Google that and take a look at it because I think it would be interesting. But this year for you is about allowing people into your space. I'm not worried about career. I'm not worried about your family. All that stuff is fine. For you, it's about letting people see your vulnerability. And when you can do that, you manifest a relationship. Now, here's the ironic part. The person that when was the last relationship you were in?
In fact, the only relationship I've been in the last, like, 7 years happened last, summer, fall,
yeah.
And ended dreadfully.
Yeah. Ironically, the next person that you end up with, I think, is in recovery or has been sober for a long period of time, because there's that sense of, like, hitting rock bottom and then transforming myself, and that's also how they found their spiritual calling. But there's this weird link here with people having addiction issues and you kind of connecting with them. So I think that's also kind of a key factor in the next person that you manifest, but I don't think it happens till the fall. My feeling is around the month of October. But I don't want you to walk the planet thinking, I'm trying to manifest a relationship. I want you to walk the planet thinking, I'm allowing people to see my vulnerability. If and when you can do that, that's when the relationship will manifest, okay?
You bet. And by the way, I don't know that I've ever been in relationships with the people of in recovery or that sort of thing. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, it's a great thing. If someone's been sober for, 15, 20 years or something like that, they've done a lot of self-help. It's a lot of self-awareness. That whole program is based on, like, prayer and acceptance.
Yeah, tons of support.
Yeah, and righting your wrongs. So that's what I think you're going to like about him, is that he's really connected energetically. Yeah. So I think it's a good fit for you. Okay, Michelle?
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a great day. Guys, we're going to go straight to our next caller. We've got Victoria in Atlanta. Hello, Victoria.
Hi.
You know, it's been years since I've been to Atlanta. How's everything going there?
Pretty good. It's just kind of gotten hot, though, so summer's probably going to be rough.
It's happening. So what can I help you with, Victoria? You feel exhausted.
I was calling in regarding my career. Started the job search, going at it, networking, and I just want to see, like, what you're picking up on.
Okay, so here's the thing, Victoria, and just hear me out, because I don't think you're going to agree with me. You need to work a little bit harder on how you present your energy to the planet. You feel really tired to me. Your energy feels foggy. Admittedly, it feels a little bit scattered. And the funny part is, I don't think that's how you see yourself in your brain. Like, when you're thinking, I see clarity, I get that you know what you want to say, but there's something in the delivery that's not working so well. I actually think it would be a great time for you right now to go to a career coach. I think the idea of practicing interviewing styles with people, delivery, the way you express yourself, I think is really important. When I focus on your energy, I see a really dark, like, forest green. The darker the color, it means there's more of a block. Green is the color of communication. It's the color of creativity. It's the way we express ourselves. We need to open up a little bit more. You know, before I do a talk, David knows I look crazy, I will pace in the living room or in my hotel room, and I will say things out loud just to kind of warm up energetically. And that's the kind of practice and technique you need to work on right now. I don't see a significant change in career for at least 3 months, so May, June, July. It's probably like the end of July, but I really think right now contacting a career coach would be good for you. And the second thing that I want you to look at, and I know I'm rambling, there might be something going on with food. Sometimes certain colors of green can represent, like, food allergies, but your energy feels foggy to me. It's like I need clarity. So pick up the book Eating for Your Blood Type, research certain foods that affect your body in a different way. But I think if we can gain more clarity, I think if we can be more bold in our delivery, that's going to help you attract abundance in the job that you're looking for. Okay, Victoria?
Okay. Awesome.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Good luck
with everything. Guys, I want to go right to Facebook again. We got another question. Christy, this is a great question. She says, good morning, all. I have a quick question. I live my life to the fullest, have always dated and never been concerned if I'm in a relationship or not. It's never been a priority for me to be in a relationship. I never wait around. I date, of course, have been married young and had a couple of serious relationships, etc., yada, yada. My question is, recently I've had quite the spiritual awakening, which is amazing. However, I keep having this awesome feeling that I have someone coming into my life in a few months. I can be quite intuitive. I feel like I'm in love and it makes me feel light and happy, but I have no idea who he is. Am I right about my intuition? Thanks, bunches. Christy, you are right. I totally agree with you. It is not uncommon for you to pick up on the relationship before it actually manifests in your life. And especially based on your post, I think you're ready for it. I think you have made your life whole. I think you've made your life balanced, and now you're ready to attract in someone of similar energy. So what I want you to do is, I feel a little bit of excitement, which is cool, but continue doing exactly what you're doing. No attachment to it, living your life. And guys, we've had a lot of callers today about relationships, and Christy is our nominated person of the day. She's doing exactly what she is supposed to be doing. She is not attached to it. And that's why... exactly.
It's a big deal not to be attached to something.
It really is. You want to behave... You know, I talked about this on my lecture during the cruise. Whatever it is you're trying to manifest, whether it's a job, a relationship, a baby, a new house, you want to invoke the energy of how you're going to feel when you get that, when you attain that, when you achieve it today. So if that makes you feel safe to be in a relationship, do anything you can do today to make you feel safe. If that makes you feel abundant and prosperous because you're going to get a new job, do something today that's going to make you feel abundant and prosperous. You can always find that one word, that one emotion, that one thing that you're trying to attain, and you can do it in the moment. When we live in the moment, that's when we attract everything to us. God, it's a good thing I've had coffee this morning because I'm rambling like a crazy person. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, John Travolta, massage therapist, what's happening? Stories to tell. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show. Everyone else but you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Psychic Dougal Fraser here. Guys, some people are posting on Facebook, if you get Dr. Pat or Transformation Talk Radio's voicemail, that's because our lines are jammed, people. It's a very important warning. So you can keep calling because people do hang up. But we've got Elaine. She's keeping on hold. So Elaine in Bellevue, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you, besides hurting?
Other than that, everything's great. You have a great sparkly energy. As soon as I heard your voice, I saw all this purple. Purple light is the light of the healer. It's the light of the leader. It's someone that should be in front of groups of people. It's kind of like a teaching energy. Why aren't you teaching people, Elaine? What's happening?
I don't know why I'm not.
Have you ever thought of it?
I enjoy people. I'm
with
people today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I'm wearing purple today.
Oh, you are wearing purple. See, I know that I'm like the color whisperer of what people are wearing clothing-wise, but I think purple's a good color for you. So what can I help you with? What's your question?
My question is my husband has had a very difficult relationship with his father, and I want to make sure that I am coaching my husband correctly, that I believe that his father, when he passes away, and my gut feeling is it's going to happen soon if he hasn't already passed away, that he is not going to cut him out of his inheritance to be cruel.
I hate to say it, Elaine, but he might do that. There's a great book called Angry Men, Passive Men that I would have your husband read. There's nothing you can do right now other than just listen and support him, which you're really good at. Admittedly, though, your father-in-law can be a little spiteful. So I do think your husband is going to be disappointed by however that takes place. So it might be a good idea just to kind of release attachment to it. If that's what happens, that's what happens, and you guys can manifest prosperity in another way. But I would definitely check out the book Angry Men, Passive Men. But I got to tell you, even the fact that this is the basis of your call, how can I support, how can I be there for someone? Elaine, this is what you're supposed to do. This is what you're good at, not only with your family and your friends, but also in your own life. I would really research becoming any kind of a teacher or a coach or a therapist in some way, because I think it's what you're best at. And just see how that feels for you, because I think you'd be really, really good for it. But for right now, I'd bring up that book. You guys can read it together. You can discuss it. But the only thing that's going to make your husband feel better is releasing attachment to the situation, okay?
Oh, okay. So I should not have him do anything. He should just let it go.
He should just let it go. Yeah, there's not much you can do to change the way your father-in-law is going to behave, okay?
How can he be so mean?
I know. I don't know. I think he's sick. That's why I want you to pick up this book. It's going to kind of help you interpret some of his behavior. When someone operates out of fear, when someone's that negative and that angry, typically they've suffered a major trauma when they were younger and they don't know how to love. He's doing the best that he can. That doesn't justify the behavior, but it's going to help your husband understand when he sees all these other stories of similar examples and how he behaves. It's not going to make him feel as alone and as different. He's doing the best that he can. Okay, Elaine, thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Guys, I hesitated in whether or not I wanted to talk about this story. So John Travolta is being sued. Did you see this, Benny?
I saw the clip on TMZ yesterday, as a matter of fact. So tell us what's exactly going on.
Well, so rumors have been going around for years that John Travolta is gay. You know, we've all heard, and I'm probably going to, you know, have someone like jumping through my yard because we're in the Scientology capital of the world. But we've all heard the Scientology rumors.
Tom, you know, that they Mr. Cruz, what are you doing back here?
They can stop you from being gay. So an anonymous masseuse says that John Travolta hired him for a two-hour massage, which was $200, which is way overpriced, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think that's because he thought he was going to be getting some extra, allegedly. So now John Travolta's team is saying that he wasn't even in California when that happened. And then the sad part today is I was like, oh, I'm not even going to talk about this, but I can't remember what website I was on, but it said that the masseuse or the guy suing him says that he's got proof. And the proof was that he passed the lie detector test from the National Enquirer. Here's where
but
I
that's
doubt.
From the National Enquirer.
Exactly.
What holds credibility to that?
Yeah, how honest they are.
Okay.
but here's where I doubt you. Okay, so if you're a massage therapist and you were accosted, why do you have to make it public? If that really happened and he really propositioned you, I get it. That's not good. That's illegal. You know, I would feel violated as well. But why do you go to the Enquirer? Like that just because he's getting paid for that. You know, nobody goes to the Enquirer. You know, if you just wanted it to be reported, you'd go to an actual, you know, newspaper.
And they won't run the story anyway.
Exactly.
They're not going to see us. Yeah, they're not going to see anything back from it.
Exactly. But the Enquirer is going to pay you for it.
Right.
So it just, and then the other thing is, if he's gay, why not? Because people were so excited. Everyone on Facebook was posting, I'm so glad this has happened, and finally, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, oh, who cares? It's none of our business. Let the man lead his life.
Isn't the person filing the claim or the accusations of John Doe? Like, they're not even releasing
right.
a name?
Yeah. Of course not. No, because they just want to, you know, ruin his
Hype
image.
The story.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I think that I'll be curious to see what happens. I'm sure they just want to be paid off and left alone. But I don't know. I just something about it felt funky to me. I just think it's weird. And why do you? It'll be curious.
It's
to see.
About money, right?
Of course, it's about
that's
money.
What it's
Bottom
about.
Line.
And they're going for $2 million.
That's not really that much if you're going after John Travolta. He owns his own plane, for heaven's sakes.
Exactly.
He spends
yeah.
like $2 million probably in gas alone.
Yeah, and if I don't know, I understand the assault thing, and I just it's one of those things where they constantly comment on it, and it just seems sad. To
yeah.
me. All right, David, do you want to take the lead on this the story in Korea?
This is ridiculous.
I don't know. Do you want to do this? You start.
It's a little disturbing,
okay.
But I was reading online. Well, you know, part of what, you know, we've been exercising more, and I started taking a daily vitamin, and then
this is what pops up
read
in Google search.
Yeah, right? That's what I
typed in vitamins.
Oh, look at that.
And apparently there were 17,500 vitamins that were found to have contained baby flesh, dried baby flesh, and they were confiscated in South Korea. Apparently, they were manufactured in China, and the Chinese apparently like there's this I don't know what you would call it, not a rumor, but like an old tale,
wives' tale.
Yeah, that it helps cure disease. Like a human fetus can cure disease and help with sexual performance. And so, you know, they're warning, authorities are warning people everywhere that you really shouldn't, you know, mess with this stuff, that it could have been, you know, there's a lot of bacteria that's involved. And
it's just creepy.
It's creepy.
I mean, aside from it being, there being bacteria and all that stuff, it's just creepy and wrong.
Well, from the get-go, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but I know, so this, I may be saying all these words incorrectly, but David, you love to go to what I like to call the lotion and potion aisle of
yes.
any major department store. Do I not occasionally see that it will say, like, it has placenta?
Placenta, yes.
Right,
yes.
And you're rubbing it on like it's caviar.
Well, some of them say that it's like placenta. Like there's this lotion, there's this face cream called Embryolisse that like
that,
a bunch.
Right. That's a terrible
name. A bunch of years ago, actually, I was working on a fashion show, and they said,
like,
"Oh, this is so great." Well, that's
exactly.
I assumed based on the name that it was made from embryos, but I did some research, and it's a French company, and they just mean like your face will look so young like an embryo, but they're not actually.
I don't even know what that means.
It's not in the cream. But whatever.
I don't. It's just.
But the fact that they have to say it, even in the advertising and the marketing, scheme of things is pretty hideous.
It's totally hideous.
Yeah, it's gross. And don't take those, you know, don't take unmarked supplements. Right. That's all I'm going to say, because you don't know what's
in
it.
So were these supplements sold, like, on the black market?
They were. Many of them were found in the luggage of departing tourists, people who were leaving South Korea. That's where they found them, in customs. They were like, what are these pills?
We are obsessed with youth in our culture. Ugh. We will do anything for it. And as far as I'm concerned, it's creepy.
Sold out of the back of a van once it hits over here.
But I do know what I'm getting Benny for Christmas.
No, don't you dare. I will return that. White elephant gift. That's a white elephant gift right there. I don't know whose that is.
Speaking of age, guys, my birthday's Sunday. What's happening? On Mother's Day as well. I turned 35.
I'm older than you are?
Of course you are.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How old are you?
35. I'll be 36 in January.
Okay, there you go. So not that much older.
Oh,
so I hope you guys all have a wonderful Mother's Day. We will also be live tomorrow on CBS New Sky Radio at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you missed part of the show, go to my website at dougalfraser.com. You can click the recent press button and listen to the archives. Or if you want to get a reading for me, give me a call at 1-877-936-8425. Again, that number is 1-877-936-8425. Benny, what are you doing for Mother's Day? What are you doing for your wife? Your girlfriend, sorry.
So far, we're just kind of hanging out. Nothing too crazy. We have a couple ideas. She's, I think, listening to the show, so I can't give out my details. So, I'm just telling you now, you can't get this one out of me.
Does she listen to you all morning?
She listens to all of us, Dougal, not
just
me.
Oh, no, she's listening to you, and you
get
know
out of here.
That's
get
cute.
Out of here.
That's cute. All right, guys, I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day, and I will talk to you live tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I'm Dougal Fraser. Again, 1-877-936-8425. Hope you have a great day. Trust your guts. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Came to move, 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 move. Get out the way of me and my crew.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.